This is One Two Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and hey, it's good to get together with you. Hey, hey, hello. How nice to have your company today. It really is the 14th of November, halfway through November. And has it been a strange month for you? Because, oh boy, it's been a strange month for me. I keep putting posts in the Facebook chat room, by the way, to try and give you a banner. It has to go to the admins. They've changed the system. They have to go to the admin in order for us to be able to chat. So I keep putting them up there, and I keep hoping you'll find one. You'll have to let me know if you can go to the Facebook chat room and see a Tune In with Erica banner. We can communicate. So it keeps saying create a post. I've got four of them pending. So I'm hoping, I'm waving at whoever's got to authorize it, saying, please, can we have a banner so that we can talk? Anyway, I know that you will be there. It's a case of whether I can get a Facebook banner that we can communicate. I've got one up there at the moment. I'm hoping. Anyway, if you want to try and find that banner to get in the Facebook chat room, it is very simple. Go to 12radio.com. That's the website. Click on the menu on the left-hand side. You'll see there's an option to chat. It will take you into the Facebook chat room where you may or may not be able to see a banner. I have sent messages to the admins saying, please, can you put my banner up? We will see. Anyway, I can see somebody's commented on a photo. So, Suzanne, good morning. I'm going to follow you to see which banner we're on. Okay, well, it's the one I've just put up. So, hopefully, other people will be able to join you. Suzanne, a very good morning to you. It's been that kind of week. Are you having one of those? Mm-hmm. When everything you go near is a life lesson. Let's put it that way. A friend of mine who had a far... I mean, this is first world problems, let's face it. It's not... they're not major problems. But a friend of mine who had far worse problems than mine came up with a phrase that actually she said she got from someone else. It's an AFGO. And if you'll excuse my language... another freaking great growth opportunity. I mean, I'm having one of those. So, hey, so there's more comments from Suzanne. So somebody has found me, I'm delighted to say. So if you would like a reading done for you today, I have my trusty Angel Wisdom Tarot, and you can come on in. It's not showing in full, only on the side picks. Okay, well... tell you what, I can see Tara Elizabeth has found us as well. So somehow, bless you, you're more techie than me. You've managed to find me. It isn't in the, it's in the pictures on the right hand side of the screen in Facebook. I can see, yay, Tara Elizabeth's found us. So let's keep hoping. So I'm going to follow that thread. And if you want a reading, hopefully you can find that thread. You'll find Suzanne and Tara Elizabeth commenting in those, saying one of those weeks. Oh, yes, I have a truckload of stuff going on as we come to this full moon. Good morning to Sandy as well. Sandy has found us. Well done. You are good detectives. You are managing to find me. Bless you. So why is it one of those weeks? Well, we're coming up to a full moon in Taurus. It's actually tomorrow. I think you've got it at lunchtime and we have got it at 9:30 at night. What does a full moon in Taurus mean? Well, it kind of depends where Taurus is in your chart, but generally speaking, it's a time to fully embrace the journey of true self-acceptance. Now that is something I have come across all week. And in fact, I've been journaling about this all week. It's about trusting your intuition and standing by it, even if you don't have the answers yet. You're in the process of continual learning. Oh yes, an AFGO. Refining how you express yourself and making sense of your inner truths. Now, I will share this with you. There was a choice that I was offered back in August. about a business proposition. Let's leave it at that because I can't go into the details. It would be improper to do so. The professional firm who were advising me just said, go with this option, go with this option. This is the one you should have. Look, you should go with this one. And everything about my intuition was screaming, I'm not sure about that. But they kept saying, no, this is the best business option. Well, all I can say is I am now in the middle of a nightmare where I'm looking to get out of a business contract and I don't think the law will let me. Trust your intuition. If it doesn't feel right, you would think, with what I do for a living, that I would have done that. This is an object lesson to me. My intuition was screaming at me, and this very professional firm was saying, no, 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 you must go with our decision. We know what we're doing. No, you don't. And now they're being very apologetic, of course, and saying, sorry, but we can't get you out of this. And I thought, oh, okay, we will see. I have the angels on my case, because when I get something like that, I can't do anything about it. Sometimes you make a choice like that and suddenly you realize you've taken a wrong turn in life, and sometimes you can get out of it, sometimes you can't. I have got Archangel Shamuel on the case because he will get you, he will find you what you are looking for. And what I'm looking for is a way out. I've got Archangel Michael on the case because he has his sword of light that will cut away cords of things that I no longer need. I'm also, if I don't resolve it in the next couple of days, I'm going to put a fire dragon in, because do you know what? I am so done with this. It is not my fault, apart from the fact I didn't listen to my intuition. That is my fault, mea culpa. But there we go. So, Taurus, what I've been journaling about all this week, this self-acceptance. I've had this deck of cards that I've been working with every single day, and they're prompts to do with relationships. I think I spoke about this last week. And today's prompt is, what do you struggle to accept in yourself? Now, there's a good question. What do you struggle to accept in yourself? And we've all got our things. We have. So I thought, well, I'd take it down into three. So physically, what do I struggle with? Well, I know what I think about my body and what I don't think. So yeah, I've kind of got that one down. Most of us have got that one down. Then I had a look at mental or emotional things that I might struggle with. And I thought, the one that came up for me was judgment. I'm a Libra. I try and balance things, but I'm very aware that even though I try to be very PC and I try to reason things, which is my Libra mind, somewhere underneath there's always that little gremlin that goes, meh, don't like that. Do you know that one? And no matter how much I don't give it daylight, I don't give it space, I don't give it energy, I have to admit I have it. We all have it. So again, you have to make peace with that. In a way, that's the kind of Chiron energy learning. It's loving those parts of us that we find unacceptable. And I know I can be judgmental about things. So that's my little trigger for that. And then I thought, well, hey, let's have a look at spiritual. What do I find that's difficult spiritually? And I suppose the answer is that when you walk down the path that you and I are both walking down, where you've opened up to spirit and you start to do spiritual work and you work on yourself, there's just a little moment, and this is where my judgment comes in, where occasionally I think, am I thinking that I'm better than other people because I do this, because I take that view, because I think I'm taking the higher road? Good question this week. Very good question this week. All those buttons, all those triggers have gone this week. So I will leave you with those thoughts. Perhaps you would like to have a work upon them. Well, I try and work my way around this Facebook chat room. Now, I can see comments from various people, but because I've got three pending posts, I am wondering whether we're all commenting on different posts because I can see, no, I found other people. There are other humans. Thank you. I've got Maureen is in there and I have Sandy in there. Let me turn these comments the right way up and just see where we are. So bless you all. You've all found the same thread, even though there's four you could have chosen from. So if you go in there, you can find one with Suzanne and with Tara and with Maureen. Now I've now got all comments and I've lost some people. So I think I'm running. How many threads am I running? Okay. I think I'm running one. I think I've found you all. So let's have a look. Now I've got you all the right way up and all under the same banner. So thank you to Suzanne for sorting me out, saying it's on the side picks. And yes, Tara, it is one of those weeks. It's under recent media. Thank you, Suzanne. So if you're looking for me, it's under recent media. Sandy, good morning to you. You say you have an appointment with a new doctor today. Okay. And it went okay. Well, that's good. And hope you gave, he gave you better treatment as your previous doctor wasn't so great. Any messages from the angels, please? Well, I think given what I've been talking about today, it's that kind of energy, Sandy. You're obviously having one of those weeks as well. But the upside is you found a new doctor who's listening, which is important. So let me see if there's an angel or an angel message for you. That was half the deck flying out. I've got this new deck and it's the other one used to stick and this one is slow slippy that half the deck comes out. So a card for Sandy, please. What should she know for her highest good? Is there an angel, an archangel, a card? There it comes. takes more time. So I have got Archangel Azrael with one of these cards. One of them is the Knight of Water, which is our emotions, which I'm sure you've, given what you're saying, Sandy, you've been through a bit of an emotional roller coaster with this, because it always is when you're talking about your health and you're hoping that your physician, your doctor, your advisor will listen to you and you're calling on the angels. And it does seem that you've got someone better. So your fears can now be released, because the card I've got is the Ten of Swords for you with Azrael. Now, Azrael is about release. Azrael appears on the Major Arcana as the release card, which in standard tarot is the death card. And it doesn't mean death. It means release. It means transmutation, transformation into something better, into a better state. And the message on this card, Sandy, is an opportunity for new happiness, a weight off your shoulders, the end of a situation and things looking better. So you might want to work with Azrael to release all that old energy and all those emotional wounds and fears about not being listened to, and just trust, especially with this full moon and your intuition, that you can make a new beginning. I'm going to leave it at that. Looking further down, I've got Maureen in there, my Libra sister indeed, getting ready to head across the pond for a week in London. Hey, I'm waving. I'm about 8 hours out of London and the Cotswolds, but London is a beautiful city, very vibrant. As with all cities, I would say watch your purse. There's a lot of that about. The Cotswolds are so beautiful. It's for those of you who are not great on UK geography, in England, in the centre, there's this very rural area called the Cotswold. It's around a county called Gloucestershire, around that way. Up in the hills, rolling hills, green pastures, very, very pretty villages, and also a very wealthy area. So well-maintained, pretty villages, I can promise you. So my goodness, I envy you that. You're going to have a wonderful time, Maureen. And you're going with your husband to a conference and a vacation to celebrate his 59th birthday. We'd love a card, of course. Well, wow, that is quite a trip. All that beauty and a conference and a vacation. Enjoy. So let's see. Pack Archangel Raphael. with you when you're doing your packing, and ask Raphael to smooth your journey. So when you're doing things like looking for your luggage on, excuse me, my voice, looking for your luggage when it's going around the travelator, or you're going through customs, or, you know, to get a smooth journey through customs, all of that, ask Archangel Raphael. And if you suddenly get a thought that I ought to pack that, and you're thinking, why on earth would I need that? Why did I think that? Pack it, because that's how Raphael works, and he'll get you to pack things that you perhaps didn't think you needed. Also, full moon in Taurus, again, intuition. If you suddenly think, shall I put that in? Put it in there, Maureen. Okay, let's have a look for a card. So what card can I give to Maureen today? As she flies across to us here in London, I shall watch you probably fly over me, actually, from where you're going. Because I'm in the bit that, if you look at England, there's a bit called Land's End, and it's at the far west, and it's like a finger that's pointing across the Atlantic towards New York. So you'll probably fly over the top of me. Wave, please. I shall know. Okay, what card could I have, please, clear the deck for Maureen for her trip to the Cotswolds and hubby's birthday? And I have two cards. It's going to be a very peaceful trip, I think. It's going to be, restorative is the word they give me, because I have the four of air. And this is a warrior who's taken her armour off, and she's sitting in front of crossed swords, in front of a beautiful stained glass window with the words peace, pax, on it. Insights that come from meditation. So again, intuition. Please, everybody this week, follow your intuition. Allow yourself time before making a decision. So if you're going shopping, Maureen, you might want to walk out of the shop and think, do I really need that? You know that one. A chance to get more sleep. It's a card about rest. So you can have a restful time. It will be restorative. I have it with a water card, which is the Seven of Cups, Seven of Water. And this card is, again, it's about making a choice, but making it with your heart, again, your intuition. So again, this message, listen, feel your intuition this week. I hope that will be helpful. I'm going to refresh this because I can see other people are coming into the Facebook chat room. And fear not, if you're not in the Facebook chat room, I will pull you a card as well, because perhaps you can't get in there, or you're not a Facebook person. It is not obligatory to deal with Facebook. It really isn't. My advice to you is, if you're a Facebook nervous person, is obviously you've got to have a personal profile if you wanted to have a business page as well, is to lock it down hard with all the permissions. You know, really make sure, if you want to be private, that your posts are always set to friends, that you don't accept friend requests from people you don't know. I kind of liken it to walking down a street. I used to say this with doing cards as well, that always surround yourself with protective energy, because would you really walk out into, let's take for example a New York street, full of people you don't know, and just pick one at random and invite them home? They might be wonderful. They might turn out to be your best friend, or they might be an axe murderer. Use your intuition, use your common sense with Facebook. Don't get together with people you really don't know anything about. If they're friends of a friend, you could have a look. You could maybe ask the friend before you would befriend them. I think Facebook requires us. That's why I worry for young people, because you're more impetuous. Just use your common sense and protect it well. So let's have a look. I've now refreshed this. Good morning to my colleague, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Lovely to see you in there as well. I'm going to turn these comments the right way up, because I can see Laura Custom Fulton coming in as well. Let me just get a grip on this with the Facebook dance and turn everything up the right way to all comments. Jolly good. Managed that bit. There is hope for my technical skills. There really is. Suzanne, you say this week is uncertain as well. Uncertain about health issues, what to do to feel better. You would like a card as well. Again, Suzanne, talk to Raphael if you have health concerns. He's always the go-to, but what can I say to Suzanne Raphael that would be helpful? Let's clear that deck and just see what can be done. Ah, that flew out of the deck. So again, I have a water card. It's the Five of Water. So when applying this to health, the Five of Water is always about being careful where you put your feelings, your focus. I would never say squash feelings down, because that is very, very unhelpful. But just be aware of your feelings and ask yourself, is that true? Or am I projecting negative feelings that actually haven't happened yet? In other words, am I worrying? Just be aware if you catch yourself doing that. The other message of this card is forgiving of yourself. So again, sometimes when we have health issues, and I've done this, so I completely get it, we slightly blame ourselves and our body. We get cross because we're unwell. We get irritable. And it's because we're worried, because we're fearful. So just be very aware of any undercurrents like that, and don't squish them down. Just invite them up and have a look at them for what they are, which is actually possibly projections that haven't happened yet. So that's what I would say about that. Tara, oh God, you've been sick in bed all week as well. Definitely rest. There's a lot of that about. Need to focus on energetic around. It's your throat, which is Archangel Michael. So many people are advising at this time, so many metaphysical advisors are saying that if you have deep intuition, if you are aware of energies, that it is really worth withdrawing from a lot of the world and just pulling back and nurturing yourself. It's not a time to try and go out and engage with the madness of the world as it is at the moment. Just rest. And as I say that, a card comes out for you, Tara. Just rest, nurture yourself. Don't engage too much with news and rhetoric and all that spin. Just remember that at your heart, you're a beautiful soul and a spirit, and go inwards and really focus on that. And I have an air card, which is, again, our thoughts. And it's the Six, which talks about an end of challenging times and things looking up, and that you're making your way forward. So you've been in bed all week resting. Keep on doing that. Just know that it is coming to an end. It's taking a turn for the better. Just give yourself time, is what they would tell me. So let me have a look to see who else. Maureen, you are very, very welcome. Let me see where I am in the show. Okay, I've got about 7 minutes left. Where does the time go? Really, just races by when I'm chatting to you. Apropos of which, I need to mention that next week I'm off traveling again. Yet I know, I don't go anywhere for months, and then suddenly I'm traveling three times. I don't know what's going on either, but it was offered to me. Where I was staying a few weeks ago in Glastonbury, which is the heart chakra of the planet, the lady suddenly said, would you come back for a week and feed my cat? And I thought, yes, I would. So I had to get someone to feed my cat. That's as you do, the knock-on effect. And it's going to be a very particular week, because I've never managed to stay in Glastonbury for more than 2 days when I'm not working. I'm always rushing from one to-do list to the next. So I'm actually going to take a week and just meditate and be in the energy of the Chalice Well and the Abbey Gardens, where King Arthur and Guinevere are allegedly buried. I have an amazing photograph of light with Excalibur the sword refracting through it, right above their grave. So I have no doubt that even if their bones are no longer there, their energy is most certainly there. And it's a very, very divinely feminine town. So I'm going to be focusing on the divine feminine. I think there are three goddess temples there. And obviously the Chalice Well, the Vesica Pisces, is very, very feminine. So if you want me to take your energy there, and you're in the Facebook chat room, I did that when I was up there just for a couple of days a few weeks ago. If, again, you want me to take the energy up to the Chalice Well, I will gladly do that. Now, I was going to do a card if you're not in the Facebook chat room, ready for this full moon. I can see Pamela, good morning, has come in. But let me just do you a card for you, wherever you are, even if you're listening to the on demand. Whoa, there's the card coming out. Again, a water card. This is the Six of Water. The Six of Water is always about emotionally looking back. So it's revisiting old dreams, or it's looking at patterns of emotions from childhood. It can be about embracing your inner child. If you think your inner child needs some love, then that would be a good thing to do, to work on. It's also about romanticizing old times and thinking they were wonderful. And it may be a wake-up call to actually say, were they that good? You know, sometimes we look back, I don't know, the 1950s, 1960s, oh, the old days. But actually, when you look at some of the attitudes and some of what went on, we tend to be selective in what we look back on. So maybe a reality check. Are you romanticizing a time in your life that it's lovely to have good memories? Don't believe, I'm not dissing it, but just be aware of the focus, where it is, how it is. Let me now just go down this list because I don't want to miss anybody out. And I can see Pamela has come into the room. Finally get to hear you live again. Late to the party, doesn't matter, you're here. Better late than never, Pamela. And you echo that everyone's feeling under the weather, not sleeping well around the full moon. That can indeed be a problem. Either full moons either knock me for six and I sleep like I've had a sleeping tablet, or I'm prowling the room, staring out of the room at the moon outside if it's fine enough to see it. There is actually a yoga move called a moon salutation as opposed to a sun salutation. I'm not going to try and describe it now because I haven't got the time, and I probably wouldn't do a very good job of it, but you can always Google it. Look up moon salutation, and if you can't sleep, maybe pop your yoga mat out at the end of the bed and do the moon salutation. And it really does work. The number of times I have been restless, I've had restless legs, or I just can't sleep, or my brain won't turn off, and I've done the moon salutation and gone back to bed and have fallen asleep. So I offer that in just in case it makes sense for you. Good morning to Jay Varvel, who I just seen. Bless you, Jay. Good morning. He's up next with Raven. I've just seen he has done something to my banner now. Hopefully you can find it. Again, better late than never, because I'm in the last few minutes of the show. But I do thank you so much for joining me today. Let me take a look at where I am. Yeah, I'm last few minutes of the show, so I'm just going to look down the Facebook page to make sure I have actually said good morning to everybody, and I have. So again, I will watch this bit of the Facebook page even when I've come off air, and just watch out to see if you would like your name or any message or anything taking to Glastonbury, which is the heart chakra of the planet. The energies are extraordinary. It's where the Michael line and the Mary line cross over, right in the middle of the Chalice Well garden. It's a point of great balance and peace, and a lot of work with Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary. It's a real feminine goddess energy, and that applies to you if you're a man as well. We've all got both energies, and you have your divine feminine men as much as the women do. So I would do that if anybody would like me to do that. As a result, I won't be on air live next week because I can't get on air from Glastonbury, halfway up a mountain, which is the tour. So I will probably encore this show again, and just know that right now, as we're connected, your energy will be with me in Glastonbury. So there we go. Just about done. Thank you so much for your company today. Really appreciate it. Thank you to the effort, all those who found their way around the Facebook chat room. Stay with 1-2 Radio. There are wonderful shows on the way. And don't forget to look in the on-demand section. It is a treasure trove. Have a great full moon. Trust your intuition. Lots of love. Bye-bye for now.